Hello, people out there on the internet. This is Freeform Radio on the Freeform Network. We want to remind you to join us on Facebook and Twitter on Freeform Network on Facebook and FFR Podcast on Twitter. Send in those questions and suggestions, ffnquestions@gmail.com. But yet again, this is Freeform Radio. My name is Daniel, and right next to me today is...
Andy.
Back together.
Is that free-flowing for you, man?
Yeah. No, it sounds good to me, man.
All right.
But we're back together here again to discuss some things that went on in our lives here, in our little mundane lives, or do you find it to be exciting, Andy?
Well, I don't know.
Is that a loaded question?
The great Harvey Pickard said... ordinary life is pretty extraordinary, so I guess, yeah, it's fine with me.
I like it. Man, that's good, man. Getting kind of deep right here, you know, early in the morning, but, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, Harvey Pickard is a 21st century philosopher, so check it out. He's from Cleveland. That's the only bad thing.
That's the guy that made that comic book that you liked, right?
Yeah. American Splendor, and they made the movie about him with
Giamatti. I remember you bringing it up a few podcasts ago.
Good movie and good comics. I got some of his... trade paperbacks that they put out, so they're not that bad. Check it out.
Yeah. You know, just I don't want to start off on, you know, kind of like a down note, but man, it's been a lot of bad shit going on nowadays. The whole Korea stuff going on, and just the Syrians, and man, it's just like everywhere there's something bad going on. And even here close to home, the Facebook Live killer guy just hit recently, and it was crazy, man. When I saw that on Facebook, it was kind of nuts and surreal that something like that could happen close to home.
Just like it's basically it's fucked up. I was hearing about it, then someone at work's like, you gotta see this. I didn't see the video of him killing the guy, but I was reading all like the articles and stuff about it in the news, and yeah, man, just like what he went through, he was having bad times, and his girl didn't take him back. He was in debt. Just, you know, he was having a rough go at it, and it sucks. I don't want to make excuses for him, but damn, man, like, and then he goes around Facebook Live, and like this thing I watched, they're going to start fucking with that, and how, you know, you can't be, it's going to be interesting seeing how they do. How Facebook is going to handle that, because you think their like lawsuits are going to start happening and shit?
I don't know. I did read an article, something about how are they going to handle live videos like that, and how is Facebook going to regulate them, and I'm sure they'll figure
it's
something
completely
out.
Completely uncensored. Yeah. Anybody could do it. They can only react to when people post. They can't really be preventative. Like, are you going to... I can imagine there's going to be like all these tabs... Are you going to murder someone? Hit no. If you hit yes, like, they call the cops or something. Like, there's going to be all this shit happening now. So right now, it's the wild, wild west. But then even today's society, why would you do that? I just don't get it. I mean, the guy obviously was mentally, he was just fucked up. I don't know what else to say. Like, where you go around just Facebook Live and shooting people. And, like, you know, remember a couple months back where they're torturing that kid in Chicago or whatever, they're beating him up, and like you see all this crap, like they didn't even fight, it's just like it's escalating. I mean, what's nice, like you can see like a live rape or something, like it's just these people just, there's no privacy even, man. It's, I don't want to say it's good, but you see the crime being recorded, but still it's just like it's fucked up.
Yeah, you even see suicides I've seen. I've heard of a few of them. But yeah, I actually did see the video before they pulled it off of Facebook, and it was raw and crazy, man. This guy was just rambling on, and as he was driving, and then he just jumped out of the car, and he was just like, yeah, say Joy Lane or Jerry Lane, or I forgot what.
Jolene or something.
Yeah, something like that. And then he just popped the guy, the old man, and the old man was just walking down the street, minding his own business. He just picked him out of random, and... Man, it's sad, man. My thought goes out to his family, even though I heard his family is a Christian family, and that they came out from the get-go and said, we do not want retaliation for this. We don't want people to go nuts and start rioting. He's like, we forgive him. And, you know, they prayed for his soul or whatever, or something to that nature.
It's We have a coworker at our job who's used to be a police officer, and that person was like, "Oh man, this guy's just gonna kill himself at the end. Like, trust me. Like, once the cops come, you're gonna hear him by later today. He shot himself." Sure enough, later that day, he killed himself.
Yeah,
I think he did some Facebook Live thing too on that or something.
I didn't see anything on that, but they showed him
talking. He was rambling on again, and I don't know. Another coworker, he's like, "Did you see what happened?" He was like on top of it, just like, "Dude, get to work, forget that guy." And he was giving me play by play and like constant. He was my Twitter, just constantly updating me. He walked over. "Did you see what's going on now? They found him in Pennsylvania. They did this and that," and something like he wanted chicken nuggets, and then like he shot himself or something. It's like, what? Like that's like the guy was just mentally, he was messed up.
Yeah, I heard he asked for a fresh batch of chicken nuggets.
That would drive anyone crazy, but I think the workers. But it's messed up. Yeah, man, there's just a lot of bad shit going on. Maybe, I don't know. I don't try not to dwell on it because this stuff sometimes does get you down, especially with the war stuff with the Koreans. Now, that's my new thing right now. I'm like, I don't even want to talk about it, but you brought it up, and it just like I saw like all this stuff about the Koreans again. Like
yeah,
I got
like
hooked on them
threat,
like a couple
yeah.
years ago. I was watching all this stuff like this is fucked up, man. These people are crazy. Like they're so brainwashed, and how they're the people don't eat. They're starving, and they're like 6 inches shorter than like the rest. They're the South Koreans, and then I saw something how the South Koreans don't really want to integrate with them because they look at them like this is like a huge like. Public work thing we got to do with them, and like how do you deal with someone, a country, people who have brainwashed to think that that guy is their god, and you know, and he's like immortal. Like how do you get somebody out of that? Like it's a monumental task.
No, for
that
sure
that doesn't happen overnight, and like when you got to do it with millions of people, and like it's rough, man. And they don't want to deal with it, so it'd be interesting to see how that's going to go down. I don't know, Trump, his tweets, I don't know, he was such a hawk, man, before the race. He was talking about, like, hey, just leave all that shit alone, let them, and then he's bombing shit and stuff. I guess the Afghanistan, I kind of agree with that, because technically we're still at war over there. The Syria stuff, I was like, I don't know. Like, yeah, seeing that footage, what they did, and then the Koreans are just, I don't know what the fuck. That guy's just nuts or who's doing what. But I'm going to just shoot off missiles into the ocean. Like, the hell? Now we got this. And people are like, everybody's like, he's fucking nuts. Like, this kid's nuts. He's nuts. He's nuts. He's nuts. And
how old is he? He does look
kind of youngish.
He's
under 30.
Yeah. He does
like
look youngish.
He's like 26, 28 or something.
Yeah. I don't know too much about everything. I mean, I know you know a little bit. I go through like peaks and valleys of these things where I research the hell out of it, like you said. And then there's times where I like to be the ostrich with his head in the sand and not worry about it because it's scary, man. This shit's scary. And I mean, the little bit that I know about Syria is kind of messed up. You know, I don't think the government should intervene just because it's a civil war that's been going on for years. And I couldn't imagine us here with our civil war back in the day. And, you know, Spain coming in and bombing somebody because they were like, no, they should have slaves or no, they shouldn't, or they should have these civil liberties, but not this. So it would have been hard for me to understand an outside government coming in and intervening in our civil war.
Well, it's happened over time. It's happened a lot. I mean, even when our Revolutionary War, when we fought from Britain, the French helped us. They gave us ships and money. I mean, it's always going to happen. People take sides, and who has more interest of whatever government or state has more, like, we got to help out these because if these people lose, we're going to get fucked. Like, look at what's going on with it in Venezuela.
Yeah.
The government, like, they have super hyperinflation. People are starving. They did a survey, not starving, but in the last 2 years, the average citizen's lost like 10 pounds because they're like fighting. There's food available, but it's expensive, and they can't afford to pay for it. So the government's like doing all this crap. But their new thing is they're starting to take over. They took over a GM plant. They're like, we own this shit now. Like, we're going to make cars. And GM's like, what the hell are you doing? So they nationalize it. That's what they call it. And they go in there and they take over. Like, we're going to run this state. This company put all this money in there. And the government's like, beat it. We're going to run it now. And mm-hmm. that's why a lot of companies are leaving Venezuela. And it's just going to get worse down there.
No, for sure. But again, Andy, I don't want to start off on the down low, but my thought and prayers and FFN here, man, pray for a better place out there, man, because it's scary at times, man. It almost makes you wonder what's going on and who, you know, who's at right and who's at wrong, man. I don't know, man. I don't know.
And just, I mean, people, yeah, I mean, whatever you pray to, we're done with JC here, but whatever, man. Everybody wants things to work out, and hopefully it will. I mean, usually things get bad, get worse before they get better, so let's see how far this shit goes.
Yeah, man. Like you said, we're down with JC here, and speaking of JC, man, I heard you accepted him into your heart, man, with your communion here.
Man, I'm almost there, man. I'm, like, doing my sacraments for you non-Catholics out there, your sacraments of, you know, baptism, first communion.
Confirmation.
Anointing of the sick, remember? Yeah. And then confirmation, and then marriage, and then
death.
Death, man. They open the gates for you. Peter just opens and says, walk right on in. Uh-huh. Like, oh, man. So that's what I'm doing right now. You know, so it's that's the first time I had la hostia, the bread. I don't know what you call it in English.
Yeah, la hostia. I think just the bread.
Just your daily bread. Yeah. And you go to church, communion for you Catholics. They give you this bread, the body of Christ. And you drink it with some wine. I'll give you this. We did have wine up there. That was some pretty good tasting wine. I was shocked how good it was. I'm not generally a wine person. It was really good wine.
Yeah, it's usually grape juice or like a grape juice style wine.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Sweet, yeah. Yeah, most of the time it's like a grape juice wine. It's like a real sweet.
It was white. It wasn't red.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what that means, but it was really good. I was sitting down there with my padrino, my godfather, and he's just like, oh, it's going to be really good wine. Wait till you taste it. And I'm like, what do you know about wine? And we go up there. I was like, oh, man, this is really good wine. And then they just warned me, don't, because I was the first guy up there. It's like, don't drink it all.
Yeah, just take a little sip.
Yeah, take a little sip. But it was really good. I was shocked that was good. So it's a big accomplishment. I feel like it's a big accomplishment. So I should be getting my confirmation in June. And then marriage soon after that, probably the next week after confirmation. And then I think I got to do the anointing of the sick and then just help people out. And then I should be good to go, man.
Oh, good, get all, man,
my ducks in a row.
Cool, man, cool. Me not being a practicing Catholic, I'm more of a Christian here. I've done all that stuff just because my parents are Catholic, so they raised me as a Catholic, and I did all everything except marriage, I guess, because I didn't get married in the Catholic church. I got married in a Christian church.
You get up to the gate, Peter's going to be like, beat it.
And beat it, you missed one.
Yeah.
Go back to start.
Go hang out in purgatory. You believe in that, right? Yeah. I do now.
So, yeah, man. But no, man, no, good for you, man. Any kind of church is better, man, as long as it gets you closer to God. And I think that's what the world needs nowadays, man. It needs a little more God into it. Even though people, for the majority, want to take God out of a lot of stuff. And I'm kind of torn into it because I do believe in separation of church and state. I do believe that, you know, the government maybe shouldn't step so much into, you know, kind of pushing a religion down your throat. But at the same time, it should be allowed if, you know, the person wants to, you know, express his worship for a particular God. I think it should be fine.
Well, in America, I think it's people want to remove God, but they want to make people claim to be more spiritual. So it's a little bit more broader term. So like, oh, I might be down with like Mother Nature. I believe in tree, you know, all that hippie stuff, which I don't agree with. But or they believe in just do good and, you know, just be good, and that they consider themselves more spiritual, or they're down with crystals, whatever they're into. But they just don't want, I feel like a lot of people feel like God or Jesus is like old old-fashioned stuff in there. Like, they feel like it's too judgmental on the what they do, so they don't want it a part of their life because, you know, they don't want to be judged.
No, yeah, yeah. But no, man, I think it's a good thing, Andy, man. I'm glad you did it, and now hopefully you're a little closer to God, because, to be honest, I was ready to start spraying some holy water on you. I thought you needed a good exorcist there on your side.
Nah, man, Jesus has always been part of my life, so.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
It's, yeah, sometimes the temptations get the better of us. I'll give you that. I've been warned about that, so, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, Andy, man. Stay close with God, man. Don't stray, man.
Sometimes the devil leads me away, man. So I always come back to the flock.
That's good, man. That's good. The other thing you mentioned to me when you were walking in is that you watched that Star Wars trailer, man. What you think? I don't even know if it's called a trailer, because the caption I read, it said the teaser. So I'm expecting a trailer to come out afterwards.
This probably gonna be another freaking trailer, but yeah the teaser was 2 minutes plus.
Usually, yeah, to me, that's a trailer.
It's a freaking trailer. Yeah. But it revealed a lot. I saw. I watched it a couple times, and then I did see some analyzed YouTube,
like a breakdown.
Yeah, they broke it down, and I saw it. I'm like, okay. And then obviously the ending where Luke's like, oh, it's time for the Jedi to end. So I don't know. They might be going to some like Jesus thing, you know. So that's what the feeling, because they. You see books there, and supposedly these books mean a lot. So that's why.
So they got the Holy Bible there?
That's what I'm getting from it, that's their Gospels.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, look at the prequels. Like, supposedly this is whatever, it all comes together. How big the Jedis are in the prequels. Like, Lucas always said it's their heyday. They're at their peak. And then you see the way from there to this one, like to the original trilogy to now. It's just like the original trilogy is like, it's an old religion. It's just a bunch of like, it's old. But there's still people who believe in the Force. And then this one, it's completely like the first one. It's just like people don't really know about it from what I saw.
Yeah, like they forgot about it.
Yeah, they completely forgot about it. And this is going to be like, I don't know, some rebirth or something, but it's going to be the real like Jedi, you know, thing. It's going to be, that's the feeling I'm getting from it. Oh, so sure. This girl might be like the next, like their JC or something. And like, this is how it's really supposed to be. And everything you knew was, it's just like, we got away from our ways.
She's going to be the New Testament.
Some shit like that. That's the feeling I'm getting. That's it, what might other be, people. Man. Talking about.
Yeah, I know a lot of people connect the Force to religion because it does have a lot of those undertones or overtones.
Yeah, undertones. Yeah.
Undertones, yeah.
I mean, I might be just fucking, man. There's their manuals. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, this is how to operate your lightsaber or some shit. I don't fucking know. But, yeah, I mean, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but people got all deep into it. People say they saw Yoda. I mean, I saw the clip where they think they saw Yoda. Can it be? Maybe. I don't know. But it wasn't blue. Unless Yoda, like, mastered some reincarnation crap that we don't know about. And then the other big thing was the scar in Kylo Ren. People were like, look at his eyes and look at the scar. It's different from the first one. And, like, they were having their nerd fights about that. And then the director's like, yeah, I did change the scar. Fuck you guys. And then I had to do it for the story. But overall, the story, then you hear Luke for the first time and... you see Leia, you see like the back shot and that cool where they're riding and the red dust comes up. That was kind of cool. So it'd be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, no, I was actually quite surprised on how good the first one was, The Force Awakens. So I am kind of excited to see this next part. And I saw the teaser trailer or whatever you want to call it, and it looked pretty cool. You know, I didn't see all those things that you mentioned, but I didn't really watch a breakdown. I just saw the trailer as it was, but it looked cool. It satisfied my want to see it more, and to be honest, I don't know if I'm gonna watch any more of them just because like I usually do. I like to stay silent and just watch it when it finally comes out. So we'll see.
It's boring, man. You need to watch everything about it.
It is a little boring, Andy, but that's just the mundane life, that exciting life I live, man.
Nah, man. You should be like rewatching it and having your own breakdown.
Oh, my own breakdown. Do a little YouTube breakdown. Look at
this
shit.
This rock right here, man. That's the rock that Boba Fett shot in the fucking desert, man. I don't know how that ended up here, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But nah, man, staying in tune with these trailers, man. Did you see the Justice League trailer?
Yeah, I saw the Justice League. I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about that. I saw the characters.
Some deep thought, man.
Yeah, man. It was. I had to rethink because it's been a while since I've seen it. But I wasn't like with all the DC movies. I'm not impressed by them.
No.
The last movie I got really excited for and was somewhat decent was Watchmen, when people were still shitting on it. The Batman movie was. The Batman Superman movie, I thought was like a good action flick. It wasn't like this. People wanted it to be like this deep moving shit. It was just it was a popcorn flick, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw the Justice League. Okay, it was cool. They're coming. They're building the shit up. But I'm just not. I'm not excited about it. I don't know. I don't know how else to say it. Like, yeah, I'll check it out. But I'm not like fuck. I can't wait. Like, I'm more excited about Star Wars.
Maybe it's good that your expectations are low, so that when you see it, maybe it'll blow your expectations out of the water. Because sometimes when you build it up and, you know, for The Force Awakens, I didn't really have great, you know, aspirations that this is going to be the next great movie. So when it came out, I was just like, wow, this is actually pretty good. So maybe it's good to have that tempered expectation, so that way when it does come out, it kind of lives up to what you expected.
I think it's just too much... information, because I remember, you know, like Kevin Smith kind of talked about this, like, you know, oh, did you hear the new fucking Fangoria magazine has something about Batman? They got pictures, and you like had to go fucking find this thing. And today it's just all there. You can search whatever, and it's hundreds of people breaking it down for you, and like stuff that you normally had to catch after a couple of viewings is just there. It's breaking it down for you the first view. That's why with the Batman, because, you know, the Marvel did it right with the Avengers, and they just hit home run after home run after home run, and, like, DC's trying to catch up, and I feel like there's just too many people involved, and they're, like, forcing it. It wasn't like Marvel had it, like, a game plan, but it felt more natural. They got the right people. Marvel, or in DC, it just feels like it's so fucking forced. And they want Batman to, like, they wanted Affleck to do it. Then he said no. And then they got this other guy. And, like, it's just, like, it doesn't feel, I don't want to say it doesn't feel right. It's just too fucking forced. And I could kind of feel it. And, you know, I watched enough fucking movies. And some of it's cool and some of it's not. And it's sometimes, you know, when it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I kind of get that feeling, too. I'm a big Superman geek. I like Batman. I don't really care for too many of the other ones, Cyborg, Flash, all them guys. Those are just filler characters to me. But, you know, I'm hoping, man.
Filler characters. Man, fucking important people, man. People got their own
family. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're good characters. I'm just saying that the root, the main pillars of the Justice League
Aquaman.
Is Superman. He just talks to fishes, dude. That's all he does. That's his superpower, man.
You ever seen, real quick, you ever seen... Robot chicken.
Yeah.
He smells like fish. Fuck you, man. I'm out of here.
But, yeah, man. I kind of get the same feeling. I'm hoping this thing is great, man. Yeah. But to be honest, I do got that feeling as well. But to be honest, even the Avengers 2, I wasn't too sold on.
Avengers 2 was... I was intrigued by the...
The best part Tony was Spider-Man,
Captain,
dude.
Tony, Captain America and Iron Man. That shit was cool to me.
I thought
fighting.
It was better in the comics.
That was like something straight out of the comics. Then we're talking to each other and all that shit. And then Bucky's just hanging out there like, you know, I thought we were friends. And they're like punching and doing all this shit. That's like something straight out of a comic book panel by panel. And I was able to really. And then the fight in the airport and Spider-Man. I don't know how I feel about this Spider-Man. They're making him like a freaking teenager.
Yeah.
And it's cool, but I don't know. I don't even want to say I miss Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Damn right, man.
You know, he kept it real. Even the guy Kristen from Dunst. the guy that did the other Spider-Man, he was just the he was more like the comic with the comebacks, like he was wittier. But yeah, this kid, I don't know, man. He's all right, I guess. And I don't know why would Iron Man be hanging out. I feel like should be hanging out more with like Ant-Man or like even the Fantastic Four. Like Iron Man hanging out, it just doesn't seem right because that never really happened in the comics.
Yeah, and
like
and
the Daredevil or some shit.
Well, in the new comics, he's hanging a lot more with Spider-Man. And I know when the Civil War thing broke out, they were best buds because Spider-Man was one of the first ones to take off his mask.
I feel like Iron Man tricked them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I remember seeing about that. But, yeah, I just didn't like it too much. Like, I feel like he should be hanging out one more tone with Captain America.
Yeah, and I liked the trailer. I thought it was pretty cool. Hoping for the best, but, you know, trying not to get too excited because I don't want to get disappointed. I agree with you. I thought Superman Batman was a good movie. Not great, but a good movie for what it is. So we'll see. We'll see what brings from that. Kind of staying in the movie realm here, I just saw Split, which you would be surprised how connected that is to maybe comics and that comic book lore.
Hold on, man. That's the M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
Is there
a
twist at the end?
There is a slight twist. There's,
nah, man. Where it attacks fucking devises this guy's fucking split personality, man. Was it the plants?
No.
Oh, wait, wrong movie, right? Yeah. Does Marky Mark come out?
No, Marky Mark does not come out on this one.
Man. Wait, they were like in the forest just living on their own or some shit?
No, but that was actually a good movie. But I don't think that was M. Shyamalan, was it?
Yeah, that's M. Night Shyamalan.
Was it?
Who the hell has a Indian park ranger?
Yeah.
No, there was an estate, right? I don't fucking remember. It was the twist.
I think you're blending all these Shyamalan movies together.
That's all his
together.
Fucking movies, man.
It does have a slight twist at the end. I think the movie's been out long enough that I could talk a little bit about it.
I haven't seen it, man. Spoiler free, man.
Oh, okay. Cool. Cool,
nah,
man.
Nah, I'm not going to see it.
I thought the split personality theme was really actually pretty good, and it added to the suspense of the movie. I know it was something that I usually don't watch too many movies in the theaters just because I'm a cheap ass and I wait for them to come out to home
video.
Wait,
you went to the theaters?
No, I'm saying I usually don't.
Yeah.
But for this one was one of the ones that I actually thought, man, I should go see it because that's how much I wanted to see it. But for whatever happened, life was in its way and I got to see it when it came to home. But that's how much I wanted to see it is that I was actually willing to fork over $10 to go watch it because I thought it was a pretty good premise.
That's with Alana next to you or just for you by yourself?
No, Alana with me. I don't
that
go
was
to the
$10?
Movies.
Damn, what theater you go to?
No, just for me.
Oh, okay.
I thought you meant to take Alana with me.
No, you and
me.
Alana, that was the budget,
no,
$10. I'm
10,
like, what
10
theater
each.
Has it for fucking $10 for both of you?
Nah, 10 each, yeah, for sure. But it seemed kind of cool. And actually, after seeing it now, I did dig it. It was pretty cool. It had a little hidden twist at the end that if you didn't really pay attention, you kind of miss it. One of the characters holds a key and to the twist, and it kind of develops little by little. He plants little seeds throughout the movie, and then at the very end, he kind of reveals it. Really cool, really subtle. Nothing big like, you know, like aliens are behind this kind of thing or some big twist.
Did you see the water one?
The lady in the water? No.
That's his movie too.
Yeah, I downloaded that one, but I've never seen it. I've been wanting to see it, and I started it like twice, and I couldn't even get through the first like 10 minutes.
The only reason I bring that up because I've never seen it. I want to see how that. I know Paul Giamatti's in it. I like, he's a good fucking actor.
Yeah.
But I don't know. All I keep thinking about Split is somebody else works out. He's like, it's the best fucking movie ever.
I don't know about that.
And then he told me about the alternate ending or whatever. Like you said, it's comic based, and I keep thinking like, does like Wolverine or fucking Magneto pop out at the end or some shit?
Yeah,
Deadpool?
Yeah. Well, unrelated to the ending, the cool part that I imagine you're alluding to. Is that Bruce Willis does a little cameo at the very
right.
end.
I thought it was Samuel L. Jackson.
No, Bruce Willis does a little cameo at the very end to kind of tie the Split universe with the Unbreakable universe because they make mention of the Samuel Jackson character, the Mr. Glass.
Oh.
So people are now all hot, or all crazy, not hot, but all nuts going, you know, are we going to see an Unbreakable 2? Are we going to see a sequel to that? Because a lot of people did want to see where that story developed.
Maybe it was the ghost from I See Dead People, man. Wasn't it? Was that a possibility, man?
I did. Dude, after I saw the Bruce Willis thing, I was just like, holy shit, I got to go on to some, like, theories of what's going on here. So I went onto YouTube and searched some videos, and some guy did theorize that. He said, maybe he's combining all three worlds. The dead people, the Bruce Willis from Unbreakable.
Dude, I haven't Unbreakable, I haven't seen it in so long. I don't even fucking remember how that shit ends.
Unbreakable, the just really quick, the Samuel Jackson character, he plays this like vulnerable guy, befriends Bruce Willis. And he starts testing Bruce Willis without Bruce Willis knowing, to kind of see if he's invulnerable, you know, like he doesn't get hurt, and he's like a modern day superhero. Well, fast forward to the end of the movie, he finds out that he is somewhat invulnerable. He goes through these events that, you know, he survives, and so the Mr. Glass character, Samuel Jackson, he's just like, you are the one. I've been searching for you forever. And then he finally reveals that he was behind a lot of the terrorist attack and a lot of the bad stuff that was happening in the movie. So it was like he was the bad guy and he was looking for his Superman. He was Lex Luthor looking for his Superman to fight Samuel against Jackson? Him. Yeah. The
guy who owns the comic store?
Yeah.
The fuck? I don't remember. Dude, none
did
of
you
this
not watch
stuff.
It?
I remember he was like in some wheelchair and he had a fucking afro, and then like I remember his kid was like, I'm gonna shoot you dead, and I'm like, man, I don't know what the
I didn't
fuck's
say
going
he was
on.
Dead Star, like he's some badass. Yeah. I'm just saying he's Lex Luthor, like where he was a genius and where he made go you gotta watch it, man. You haven't watched it, I guess, or you maybe
no,
forgot.
I just remember Bruce Willis. I don't remember how he came to that conclusion. I just remember his kid pointing a gun to him, and then the comic book store owner, Samuel Jackson, like you're this. Like, he's, like, in a wheelchair talking to him at a comic store.
Yeah, at the very end, and that's where he reveals it.
I got a zoning now. Like, I don't remember all this Lex Luthor shit you're talking about.
Yeah, it's at the very end. That scene is what unveils it, that he's the Lex Luthor. He has been the mastermind behind all these bad things, and that he finally found the Superman. He finally found the hero of his comic book, because he relates a lot of his world to the comics. So he's just like, I don't think he says Lex Luthor, but he's alluding to, you know, I'm Lex Luthor, and I finally found my Superman. And so then now he's just like, this is where we can start. And then Bruce Willis walks away, and the movie ends really abruptly. So a lot of people theorize that there was supposed to be more to happen after that, and that maybe part two would continue that, you know, story from there on, because it kind of ends abruptly, and then it just shows a text telling you that Bruce Willis went to the authorities, you know, and they arrested Mr. Glass and blah, blah, blah. But
my superpower, pick up the phone and call the cops.
Yeah. But it was actually pretty cool. I liked Unbreakable. I thought it was a really good movie. It was really cool.
I don't have that. I don't remember.
Rewatch it, man. It's actually a really good movie. For comic book geeks out there, it has a lot of comic book reference.
Right.
So I think it kind of falls with this Superman thing and the Batman stuff that we've been talking about. But it was super cool. I really dug it, and it got me excited for Unbreakable 2. I kind of gave up on there being a sequel. But now with Split and that having some superpowers undertones itself, it's kind of cool to see that it's all tied together. So it was really exciting.
Yeah, like, everybody's saying check it out. I don't know. Like, it's M. Night Shyamalan. People are like, he's back. And then I did hear about the Unbreakable connection. I don't remember if he told me it was Bruce Willis or Jackson, but he's saying it's Bruce Willis. So
yeah.
Maybe they are. Maybe he created him, the guy who created him, Samuel Jackson. Like, motherfucker, why'd you call the police, man? I'm going to get this guy on your ass.
It could be. It could be that he created him.
I just wrote the movie, man.
But yeah, it was pretty cool, man. Go out there and watch it. Even though you know a little bit about it, I think it's still a good movie. I didn't give away the ultimate twist in the particular for Split Man or Split, but I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was a pretty cool movie. The other quick movie that I watched was Passenger. I don't know if you saw that one. That's the one with the Hunter Games chick, and then Chris Pratt.
Oh, I thought you meant Passenger 57, the Wesley S. Snipes.
No, no, not that one. Where he fights. Even though that was actually that was pretty 90s. Cool. Yeah, that is a pretty cool movie too.
I don't remember. I just remember the. I remember seeing the VHS tape of him just there all the time.
Yeah,
but I you know what? Someone at work let me use the Blu-ray. I have it at the house. I haven't had time to see it, but I do want to see it.
Yeah, it's a real minimalist movie. I mean, there's really not a lot of characters because the whole premise is that they're on a voyage to like Earth 2 because mm-hmm. Earth 1 is jacked up or I forget. Earth 2 is just another place. It's like, you know, escape to another world for a fresh, clean start. So there's like a million passengers, but it's on like a 100-year voyage because I guess it takes like 100 years to get there. So they put everybody in like this deep sleep. Stasis. Well, Chris Pratt's character wakes up. His pod has a fault.
Star-Lord wakes up.
Yeah, he wakes up, and they're still like 50 years away, and he's already in his like 40s or whatever it is. So he's just like, I'm going to be dead by the time we get there. It's just like, you know, or something to that nature that he's not going to make the rest of the voyage. So the first, you know, third of the movie is just him by himself and interacting with the world. He finds like an android that he kind of talks to, kind of like Data. Mm-hmm. Has interactions.
Does he dumb himself down too?
No, he's actually the bartender, and okay. It's a pretty cool character, the bartender character. But yeah, so he's just going through around the spaceship and kind of just trying to find a way to wake somebody else up, somebody that could help him, maybe fix his pod. And then he kind of gives up on that and he just decides to screw it, man. I'm just going to have the best time I can have here. But even that gets bored. So the story develops. He ends up waking up another character. The Hunger Games chick.
Katniss.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
in
he
the movie anyway. And the Hunger Games movie.
He ends up waking her up. And the story develops from there because he's not outright to that he woke her up. He makes it seem like, you know, like the pod was faulty or whatnot. But it's cool, man. Their characters develop together. Another year or so pass, and then the ship starts breaking down little by little. Then I think there's like one or two more characters that pop up. The Morpheus from The Matrix comes out.
Whoever tell you all this shit is bullshit. This pill.
Yep. He comes out. He's like the ship maintenance guy. I don't know. He cleans toilets or something.
The love doctor. I'm like, it sounds like the love boat, man.
No. He's like some like engineer or something, or he cleans toilets, or I don't quite remember.
A custodial engineer.
Yeah. So he comes out. He's trying to help him, like, oh, let's figure this out. Let's figure that out. And they can't really figure shit out. So the movie keeps going from there. It was pretty cool, man. I really liked it. I dug it. I know my wife dug it. I like some of those movies, those minimalist, where there's not 1,000 characters that you got to try to kind of wrap your head around,
right,
where it's just like 2 or 3 core characters. The thought of the emptiness of space, I really dug it. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I want to see it. We were going to see it in the theater, but I remember we missed the fucking time and we didn't go. And I do want to see it. I saw my sister was watching it one day when I came home, and I watched a clip of it. And I'm like, they're talking to that android guy, and they were talking about like what's going on. And I'm like, man, I think I got this fucking movie figured out. So I'm like, eh. And then I kind of lost interest about it. But then the guy at work's like, you got to see it. It's a really good movie. And he like brought me he bought the fucking Blu-ray and he brought it to me. And I'm like, all right, man. So it's in my house. I just haven't had time to see it. And like, I'm like, I do want to check it out because I do want to see Star-Lord and Katniss get the freak on.
Yeah, yeah. No, oh, they show some good scenes, actually.
And space.
Yeah.
Is Morpheus awake by them? Is he just like, man, what's going on? This is not real right here.
No. But I think it, along to you figuring out a lot of the plot points, I think it is pretty, you know, predictable. But it's still good. I think it's still good. It's something that's probably been done before, I imagine. But it was a pretty cool movie.
Yeah, I gotta see it. I want to check it out. I think did a lot of sci-fi shit up in there. No, or not, they just thought like, oh yeah, we're going to Earth 2 because I fucking declared bankruptcy on Earth 1 or some shit.
No, I think they allude to Earth 1 is still good, but this is like a fresh start. This is for people who are excited to be the
pilgrims.
Yeah, like the first people to develop this Earth.
Oh, so no one's in Earth 2.
Well, I guess they got like a base unit, right. But you would be the first people to develop and help this, and you would be there at the starting point of the world. So it makes it exciting for those adventurous people. Like
Morpheus is going to be the first one to clean the shitter over there.
Yeah, he was going to develop all the sewage systems and.
Like, no, you're not here to develop. We're here to clean. What? Yeah, man. So there's the scrubber. We still haven't got bleach. Yeah. None of that shit here. You fucking. So you figure it out, man.
Rub these leaves together. Yeah. You better. I want that pine salt smell.
we got these rocks over here. So figure it out, man. Uh-huh. Like, what the fuck? So, like, what do you do? You think you get to that? And, like, can you just quit your job? Because what else are there to do? You know?
Yeah.
It depends how inhabited it is. Man, that's interesting. Would you leave Earth then? They promise you like this fucking job, and then you get there. It's like, what are you doing? It's not what you think it is. Can you just fucking leave?
You're stuck, man. Because I know it. The movie alludes to that. There's different, even in the future. There's different tiers. Yeah. Because Chris Pratt's level is lower, so he's only eligible for like oatmeal for breakfast. Like junk food. Just like minimum stuff. And then when the chick wakes up, she's getting like pancakes and waffles with all these toppings. And he's just premium. Like, oh, shit, man, how'd you get that food? And he's just like, oh, I just went to the breakfast thing. He's like, shit, man, I've been trying to get that food forever, but the computer doesn't let me because it tells me, you know, I'm a lower class.
You can upgrade for a fucking $1 million.
Yeah, it was something like that. So it was kind of funny that even in the future, man, there's still tiers and classes.
Man. Yeah. You know, I don't sound like a hippie, but money makes the world go around, man.
Damn right.
So, yeah, it's interesting. Like, I would check it out, but I don't know about all that Earth 2 shit. I know they're traveling somewhere. They're probably going to colonize something, and they're in stasis because, they're going to be the first group or the second group where they finally got something going. So someone's going to be important. Someone is not. And, you know, they go from there and, like, it's some test shit to see how they react to, like, knowing all this stuff. So that's what I thought, but, you know, I got to check it out.
Nah, cool, man. The other thing I just want to go through really quick is I just finished Watch Dogs 2 on my PlayStation.
Game, right.
Yeah. Was pretty cool, man. Dives into a lot of tech. A lot of Big Brother watching you, right. How your apps are connected and... the government, Google, or whoever, they're watching over you. Right now, Andy's checking his iPhone, so Big Brother's looking at him through his camera.
Obama, Trump.
Staring at him while he's podcasting. So
and you think they have, if this goes down, you think the CIA has a backup of a recording we could ask him
by us just saying CIA, we're being recorded right now.
That's one of the words?
Yeah, that's one of the keywords.
Hey, help us out. Email us the MP3.
Yeah,
got it. You know.
Hey, CIA, hit that like and subscribe button, will you? But, the video game goes into a lot of that stuff. It was pretty cool. I played the first one. It's an evolution of that. It almost feels like this is what they wanted to do in the first one and what they promised with that. So it was a real cool game. Don't know what I'm going to play next. That was a pretty meaty game that I've been playing for a while now.
Was that Ubisoft or who made that one?
Yeah, Ubisoft. Which they love doing collectathons where you got to collect all these things, unlock all these missions, unlock these new branches. So it did have all that feel except with tech GTA feel where it's an open world. Really cool, man. It was a pretty cool game. Really sunk my teeth into it. I just bought the base game at first, but then after playing it for quite a bit, ended up getting the season pass just to get a couple more levels and kind of stretch out the game a little bit more. And it was good, man. It was a good game. I do recommend it for people who haven't played it out. It's been out for a minute already, so you should be able to find it in the bargain bins for like, you know, $20-$30. But it was a pretty cool game for people out there who like that GTA style feel with a lot of tech, a lot of geek tech. It's a group called DedSec, and they're just a bunch of hackers. So it was pretty cool, man.
Is I really PS4? Enjoyed it.
Yeah, it came out on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and I think PC. But it was pretty cool, man. I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah, I think you let me use the first one a while back, and I didn't like it too much.
Yeah, the first one was based out of Chicago, so which it was pretty cool. Even though it wasn't religiously accurate, it did show a lot of the landmarks, so it was kind of cool, you know, driving by things and then seeing it and be like, oh, shit, I remember seeing this in the city, you know, some guy getting mugged. And I was just like, oh, shit, it's accurate. But
Cyrek.
Yep. But this new one, part two, is based out of San Francisco. So you got a lot of colorful characters, a lot of big scenery with a lot of colors all over the place. I've never been to San Francisco, but for some of the reviewers that I've read, they say it's very accurate to the San Francisco Bay Area.
I wouldn't go there, man. I heard the Koreans want to bomb that place.
Yeah, either they want to bomb them or California just wants to split out of the government.
Well, they put a video bombing San Francisco.
Yeah, I remember seeing like recently, that. Yeah, like a week ago, where North Korea and their little parade, they showed a video where they're bombing the U.S. So, yeah, it looked kind of weird. Was it San Francisco? I just thought it was the
shit that I saw. They said it was San Francisco. So.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You know, you should be good with that.
But nah, man, cool game. Really looking to see what next big game that I can really sink my teeth. The other small game that I got coming up is The Last Guardian. Ended up picking that up from John Adams. He gave it to me for like 20. So I'm planning to jump into that next. But I don't know if that's really a lengthy game. I'll probably be able to beat it in a couple weeks. But yeah, looking out for the next big third person, you know, adventure game that I'm going to jump into after this.
Have they released any more games for the VR headset?
Yeah, there have been piecemealing games here and there, but all of them are kind of small experiences. Nothing huge, nothing where it's like, you know, here's your next 10-hour game. The only one that kind of falls into that vein is Resident Evil 7. They released Resident Evil, and that was the full-fledged game where you can play it the entire game through VR, or you can play it without VR. So it was released on all platforms. But you can play it,
right,
the entire thing through VR. And actually, it got really good reviews. So I think, you know, it might be something that I'd want to pick up in the near future as soon as it starts hitting those bargain bins, because I do want to experience that for sure.
Yeah, I haven't really heard too much about it. I've been meaning to ask you if have you got anything besides the Batman and that cooking game?
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten a few little odd games here and there. But nothing with a big MIDI experience, kind of just goofy little simulators, but nothing big time. So, yeah, Resident Evil would definitely be that, even though I'm still trying to get over, like, my motion sickness with VR. So it's something that I got to pace myself, and I can't really play it for too long. Otherwise, I start sweating profusely, and I'll start getting nauseous. So definitely not for everybody.
You manage.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get through it.
What would happen if you throw up while playing, man?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it'd definitely be a cleanup.
Would you still continue to play?
No, I think I could pause it and finish cleaning up.
Man, that's not gaming, man. That's not hardcore right there.
Well, something you could do, Andy, while you're gaming is you can order beer and wine through Amazon Prime and have it delivered to your house same day delivery, man.
Sounds expensive.
It might be a little expensive, but can you imagine that, man? 1 hour delivery. We can call them up, and for $8, you can have it delivered to your crib within 1 hour. Or if you're a Prime user, you can have it for free with a 2 hour delivery.
I don't know, man. I like going to the liquor store when I'm drunk, and so I can pick up my smokes, some beef jerky, some pork grinds, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Nah, man, something cool that maybe it's just part of the new generation, man, because I couldn't fathom
kids
this.
Kids don't want to do nothing, yeah, man.
I couldn't fathom this when I was, you know, in my 20s, you know, just calling up Amazon and having them deliver, you know, whatever, something for us, so
this
we wouldn't have to get out.
This is some hardcore shit, man. Like, what about, like, oh, man, I'd just be, like, the possibility of getting, like, lottery tickets or, you know, fucking condoms.
Yeah. Well, that's
your local liquor store.
That's probably going to be the next step here. But that's the article for our week here. It looks like Ohio residents are the first ones to really experience this. Prime customers in Columbus and Cincinnati, you're able to get free two-hour delivery with that's your Prime subscription, or 1 hour delivery for $8. So, you know, not only can you get groceries and electronics and shirts and whatnot through Prime, but now you can get liquor and you can get them in a few hours.
The best part about this, then, if you noticed, Columbus and Cincinnati are in Ohio. So what does that say about that fucking state? All you Ohio listeners, yeah, send us, let us know, man. That's one of the things that caught my eye. I was just like, why is this shit in Ohio? And like, one's in upper Ohio, one's in like southern Ohio. Because Cincinnati's like right next to Kentucky. So it's just like, it's interesting to see why they would do that. So maybe Kentucky, they're big drinkers too, but I don't know.
Well, that's just recently, because in 2015, they actually opened up the service to the Seattle area. So Seattle was the first really test area that they tried this out. And I guess it must have been successful, because now they expanded it to Cincinnati and Columbus. But I figured they would hit like Chicago first, or maybe New York, or some other bigger cities.
Shot in Chicago or something.
Maybe they're like, let's go to maybe a smaller, controllable city. That we could expand
still
and work
major,
out,
but
work
it's
out
like,
the kinks.
It's,
yeah,
yeah, it's
yeah.
manageable.
Exactly. It's like a big city, but it's not a huge city. Maybe the crime rate has something to do with it, like you said. Maybe it's something more manageable where
I don't know,
the delivery guys aren't going to get...
How would that even work? Like, obviously, you would have to get it from like some liquor store, and then I bet you they get a discount. And it, like, it just doesn't seem right. It depends on the pricing. Like, the other day I bought a case of 18 MGDs for like $10.
Disgusting.
Why MGDs, man?
That's like so high school, Andy. Why don't you just get Ice House, man? Or Milwaukee's
Best.
If
they were on sale, I would have.
So Milwaukee's Best, man.
I took them to a party, and then I'm just thinking, like, right now, like, would I pay what? If it's Prime, it's free. Like, the extra $3? Eh, probably.
Yeah, I myself have had the time, because I really don't carry a lot of beer in my house. I don't drink that often, but every now and then you do get a taste. So
man, you drink all the time. What you talking about?
I actually had a beer yesterday, so but it's been a while since I had one before then.
What'd you drink?
I tried one of those summer shanties because they're in sale right now.
It's weakness, man.
Because of the season, so they only come out during the spring and summer, but. Man, it was great. It was great tasting. I hadn't had a beer in a while.
Wait, is that from last year, that beer?
No, I just bought it a couple weeks ago. But, yeah, man, there's been times where, you know, I'm sitting at home and I don't, like I mentioned, I don't have a lot of beer in my house. So you get that taste and you're like, man, do I really want to drive to, you know, whatever liquor store or Jewel's or whatever. You go to some local store here. And it's just like, man, I don't know if I want to drive over there just to get a 12-pack or something, you know. I seem like a drunk.
Amazing, man.
So maybe I would take advantage of the service. Shit, get it in 2 hours, get it in. The big question is it going to come chilled, or is this room temperature? Because if I'm going to get it in 2 hours and I got to wait another 2 hours for it to get cold,
that
Amazon,
just,
get it together.
That was just coming into when you were talking about, like if you order, they promise you in an hour. I bet you, here's a tip, Amazon. Get some styrofoam coolers, get some ice, and throw it as a package. Like, come already fucking chilled for like an extra, like, fucking $10 or something.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I have a feeling people will be going nuts.
Yeah, because sometimes that's half the battle. Even when I do go and buy something, I'm like, man, I got a taste for this. I just bought these Bud Lights or whatever, or Coors Light or whatever I bought. But you still got to wait, man. You come home from the store, you got to throw maybe one or two in the freezer, put the rest in the fridge. You got to wait. You're like, man, I got to wait at least one good hour for this freezer beer to really cool up.
But the key is never to run out of beer, man. Always
yeah,
have a constant flow. That's what I'm thinking. Like right now, you're like throwing a party in the backyard and you, like you got a sixer left. Like, all right, let me hit the button, you know, with the styrofoam. The guy shows up, and you don't even got to deal with it. You just throw the cooler right there. You don't even got to pay the guy. You just grab it and leave, man.
I didn't think about that. I was just thinking about, like, beer for myself, but what if it's for, like, a party, yeah, man? That would be pretty cool.
So, I mean, there's a lot of possibility, man. Yeah. That's why I'm a businessman, then. I'm an entrepreneur, man.
For sure, man.
You know, I don't just be thinking about the little things, man.
Oh, no, that's good thinking, man. I didn't think about that.
The margins are, like, unbelievable on that shit, man.
Yeah, you're having a party, and your wife's, like, bitching, like, hey, we're running out of beer, asshole. Go get some. And it's just like, do you want to leave the party? Because right now...
You're saying one of your, like, young cousins or nephews, yeah, like, who like, just yeah, turned 21, give them money.
Here's 20 bucks. Keep the change. Go give me some beer and ice.
Yeah. And then they're gone for, like, 2 hours, and then they come back, have the beers, drink, and they're cigarettes, and they don't have none for you.
Yep. Oh, man, it's a great solution for that, man. Yeah, Amazon, bring it out to the Chicagoland area, man.
I'll take 1% or whatever in perpetuity. That means forever. Just give me 1% of all the sales, you know, quarterly checks, and I'll be happy.
Nah, straight, man. Yeah, I didn't think about that, but yeah, I guess that's a good reach for them. But they also sell wine, and you were just talking about wine, man. The blood of Christ,
wine.
Man.
They got church wine, maybe. But yeah. I mean, I went to some wine tastings when I was in Michigan, and there was a majority of it was just like just wine, but there was like one or two bottles that I really did enjoy.
Yeah, I think wine, I drink quite a bit of wine myself, but it's tough. I usually just drink like Moscato, the sweetest shit, you know, which a lot of people who drink wine would say that's not really wine. That's more like grape juice. So
wine sounds like fucking punk.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink that shit up in here, man.
Uh-huh. No, and I'm sure, you know, to them, you know, they look at me and they're like, this guy's not really a wine drinker.
Fucking rookie, man.
He just likes grape juice with some alcohol in it.
Go back to your Olive Garden wine, asshole.
But I do like a good wine every now and then, you know, even something that's not Moscato. But it's weird, man. It's tough to find, like you said. Most of them are kind of bitter. So if you're down with that taste, then yeah, you know. You're down with wine, but man, it's tough to find a good sweet wine that's not Moscato or a white Zinfandel, or I forget what the other ones are.
Zinfandel? That's new to me. I never heard of that one.
White Zinfandel? Unless I'm pronouncing it wrong.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
That's like another sweet wine.
Just
that,
this fucking, what color? All I know is wine by colors. There's the purple one, the red
one. It is a white
wine. White one.
It is a white wine, but...
No, Pinot Noir. I know is that from the movie Sideways. He's like, I'm fucking drinking that shit. And the guy's like, you're going to fucking drink it if that's what the girls want. He's like, I'm not fucking drinking it. And I'm like, all right, don't drink it. And like, they're trying to hook up with those chicks. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Man, that's the second time you brought up that actor. What's his name?
Giamatti.
He's a good actor. Yeah, that movie is actually pretty good.
He does a lot of good movies. He's done his crap early on, but he is coming to his own. And that guy, I'll watch any movie he's in just because I'll give it a chance because he's in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like him. He's a good actor.
No, he is a good actor. But, yeah, wine, it's really tough, man. I wish I had more of a palate for it because I want to be sophisticated, Andy. Deep down inside, I want to be accepted by those one percenters.
No, man, you'll never be accepted, man. You just got to be more rich.
Yeah, maybe money.
And then you're like, fuck that, I'm making my own one. And then they're going to be like, man, this ain't shit.
But yeah, man, I guess I'll just stick to my Moscatos, my sweet.
Just stick to your summer shindies.
Yeah. What are they serving at the wedding? Are they serving...
Whatever, I got an open bar, so whatever's there, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said there was a wine bottle at each table, or is
no,
that just
that
champagne?
That was one of the places we got quoted.
Ah, okay. Are they going to have champagne at each table?
Yeah, we're going to have champagne. I don't know each table, but there's going to be champagne there.
Are they going to have the champagne of beers?
Nah, man, I don't want that shit. Well, you can get it at the open bar.
You can get High Life at the... I'm saying at the tables, like they're going to have a little
sixer.
You know,
I was almost going to buy... you busted my balls about that MGD. the Miller champagne of beers or bottled beers, whatever the hell.
Yeah, the High Life.
Mandela effect. They had it on sale too, and I'm like, if I take this, are they going to judge me? And I'm like, but if I take MGDs, maybe they're like, they think it's more expensive than the Miller. Because I don't know if Miller's.
The High Life? I thought that was more like a fancier beer.
I don't know. I feel like that's cheap beer.
Nah, to me, like, MGD's. It's a good beer, MGD's. But to me, it's more generic. Like, this is the shit you drink in high school kind of thing. High Life is to me like a little step above that. A little step above just MGD's or regular MGD's. So, yeah, man.
I don't know. To me, beer is just, especially since clean, I like more different beers now than I used to. Like, the last Friday, I went to this place up in Lake in the Hills. It's a tavern. You know what they had on tap? I was fucking shocked, dude. They had Old Style on tap.
Sweet, man.
And I go to, like, you got Old Style on tap? She's like, yeah, we do. And I'm like, all right, keep it coming. And I had it.
And how, dude, was it?
It was not bad. I'm not going to lie to you. It was bad. And I kind of felt old drinking it. But it was...
Well, you are old. And you shouldn't just feel it because of the beer. Old, but man. You are but old.
I think the people... They brought me in an Old Style pint glass. And I felt the people around me were judging me, man. Like, who's this old motherfucker?
Yeah. No, for sure. You're probably...
Everybody's drinking all their craft beers and all this other shit. And I'm there drinking Old Style. And I would talk... it took me back to, like, the pubs... Or, like, the bars you used to see in Chicago with the Old Style banner hanging there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I imagined. I'm like, dude, I didn't even know there was... I mean... Once in a while, I look for Old Style cans. I don't even really see it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I see the Pabst Blue Ribbon that kind of came back, and then the Milwaukee's Best. And but Old Style, I mean, once in a while you see it, like, but I don't see it too often. When they had it on tap, I was fucking shocked. And it was cheap, and the pint was $3.
Yeah, I've never drank in an Old Style, or maybe in passing I've had a couple sips here and there, but yeah. I've never really had it in my adult life. So I can't even say what it tastes like, but it
tastes like old man beer. Like, instantly I started thinking about growing up, and I would see before everybody switched to Budweiser, they were drinking Old Style.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had the like the their symbol with the thing on the top, and right away it took me back to that shit, and I was just like, and like I really fucking felt old. But I mean, the beer was it wasn't too bad. Oh, it right. did have flavor. I asked some, Graciela, like, here, try this. And she's like, it tastes like beer. I'm like, yeah, it's old man beer, I guess. She's like, it tastes different.
What is synonymous? Is that the word with Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, man. Good beer for Chicago.
And so then, like, instantly, I started thinking about, like, my dad, mi padrino, you know, your dad.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah. Like my uncle, dad used my to uncle's, drink
like,
it.
Used to drink yeah. the pull tab shit, you know, that.
Oh, yeah. Not
the
flipping, yeah.
like, the pulled it out. So that's why I was, I was like shocked they
like
had
like a can of oil.
Yeah, like seriously, like yeah. that style. And like every once in a while, I think Dave brought it up when we went to Pequod's. He was talking about he had some Old Style or some shit, and I was just like I don't know, I can't find it. And I was shocked they had it all the way fucking far northern suburbs of Chicago. They had it, and I was kind of weird. I don't even know who owns them anymore. So
yeah, no, an older beer for old folks like yourself.
Old fuck, man, I still fucking got them. Fuck all them craft beers. Well, not all of them. Some of them are good. But we want to thank you all for listening. Remember, you can follow Freeform Network on Facebook and Twitter under Freeform Network. You can send your questions and suggestions to ffnquestions@gmail.com. All you Ohio people, let us know. Even you Seattle people, let us know how that prime beer is working out for you. How soon do you think before Amazon starts making Amazon basic beer?
Hey, man, just let us know. We'll start plugging it. Send us those checks, man.
That'd be interesting to see if they make their own beer. They make their own shit. Good thing the Chinese don't know how to make mass-produced beer.
Not yet.
Otherwise, we'll be in trouble.
Not yet, Andy.
Yeah. Don't forget to check out our webpage under freeformnetwork.podbean.com. There you'll see our links to Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Spreaker, SoundCloud, so on and so on. Even the iTunes or iHeart, even though I heard iHeart might not be around by the end of the year.
Oh, yeah?
You hear that?
They're having financial problems?
Yeah, they're like broke. So, but you can still listen to us there on the iTunes app if need be. And don't forget to subscribe and all those items and like our Facebook page. Again, this is Freeform Radio.
My name is Daniel.
This is Once an Old Style Andy. We want to thank you for listening, and we'll check you out next week.
That was cool, Dad.